Yeah, we're back here on In Focus News Radio KMAN. It's 9:48, and we continue on the show with the Manhattan Housing Authority. Our guests today, Executive Director Aaron Estabrook, Assistant Executive Director Patrick O'Neill, and we have also Assistant Housing Manager Alyssa Bowley joining us on the program. We're going to talk a little bit about some of the community engagement happening here during the holidays, and I know that during the Halloween time, Alyssa, there was some exciting events happening with MHA residents.
There was. One of our goals has been to get our resident engagement up. So our front desk office assistant, Deb, put together a Halloween door decorating contest with, I think it was a first and second prize, but it was a great way to go ahead and get some of our residents at apartment towers involved, give them something to do, you know, they really had a good time with it.
Fantastic. And so what were some of the fun themes that they had?
I know we tried to stay more on, like, you know, the PG side of things. So I think, you know, we saw some skeletons.
There was a cool spider web.
I know Aaron put it on our Facebook page if people are interested in seeing. I can't think of everything off the top of my head. We really had good response to that.
Okay. So for December here, we have an art and writing contest, I see.
Yes. So the art and writing contest is going to be announced before New Year, but they are doing a What Does Home Mean to You theme. So either you can draw about that theme or write about it, all about what home means to you.
Okay. And so when will these be announced then? He's in the New Year?
So the deadline for submission is the December 23rd at noon. And then the winners will be announced before the New Year's to give us time to, you know, review those.
Okay.
The people can submit even if they're not MHA resident, but we have some prizes that will be specifically for our, you know, our MHA residents. Mm-hmm. I think it would be cool to have outside, you know, people in the community also send us any kind of poems or writing or drawings about what home means to them. And you can send those, you can check out our you can send them to me through my email, estabrook@mhaks.org, or drop them off at our front office. Really, we would love to highlight that and kind of bring this idea to the whole community.
And the great thing is going to read through all the diversity of what home means to people, because it probably means something different to you, me, and everyone else.
Right, right. One thing, we had our, as I mentioned earlier, Patrick stepped into the role as assistant director, but we had our former, Mandy Thomas, assistant director, she went on to another position at Riley Housing Authority, but one of the quotes that I think really stands out that we shared with her as we were kind of celebrating her 21 years with us was what is home and how that plays into the work we do every day at the Housing Authority, and Maya Angelou's quote of home's a safe place where you can go as you are and not be questioned. And I think we all kind of love that about going home, is that nobody's judging us. We can sit however we want and wear whatever we want and eat whatever we want and just kind of relax and re-energize ourselves for the next day.
Yeah, it's our solace. That's our one place where we can you know, just kind of relax. And I love it. That's good. We have some other cool things happening next week. It looks like December 16th is the resident holiday party.
Yes. Which is super exciting. It's been several years, I believe, since we've had a holiday party. So our resident services coordinator, Romeo, he has put together our resident, it's an ugly sweater theme, which is going to be really exciting. I'm definitely excited. So this extends to all of the Manhattan Housing Authority residents, not just apartment towers. We're just asking people to RSVP. When was he wanting that done, Patrick?
I believe by Tuesday.
By Tuesday. Okay. So, yeah, if you're listening to this and you're planning on coming, please give us a heads up. Romeo is planning on having some door prizes there. We've had several very generous donations for that. And this is going to be held at the Senior Center right next to apartment towers.
Okay. Romeo is a great guest we had here a while back, and he really made an impact on me there from just getting to talk to him. He was so passionate about all that he's done, and he's experienced homelessness, and what a wonderful person.
Yeah, he's off and running and doing some good stuff in resident services, and this is another example of taking that initiative. And you know, we're neighbors to the senior center, and we're just thankful for their ability to work with us, allow us to have that space. And he's recruited around town some people to help and organizations to help. And Patrick has a couple of those he wanted to, I think, thank.
Yes, very much. So Romeo has done a great job of going out in the community, and the community has responded very, very well. So we would like to thank the donations that we've received are from Chick-fil-A, Wendy's, Vista, AutoZone, Hy-Vee, Best Western, Advanced Auto, IHOP, Sharon Boley, and I believe it's Aravida Yoga. Have donated different items, gift certificates, and a couple of those are Ms. Boley and Aravida Yoga produce different products, dream catchers and jewelry and things like that, and they've donated their products for door prizes, and we're really excited about that and really appreciative of all that the community has done.
That's wonderful. Good community support there, and we love to hear that. And well, thanks to everybody who is supporting MHA with those endeavors. That sounds like really a good time here, a lot of fun for everyone involved. You said you haven't had a holiday party in a while. I imagine last year was probably a nixed because COVID, but probably at least been a couple of years.
Patrick might be the one that would know the last time we had one, but I think it's been quite a while.
Yeah, probably 2016, perhaps.
Okay.
Yeah. We are back up to a full staff, which we haven't had for a while. And so with everything going on in our offices, when we're understaffed, that those endeavors are good. They do take some staff time. And just being understaffed, we didn't have quite the opportunity to do as much as we'd like to over the last few years. But getting back to it, and very excited for that.
There's a renewed interest in engagement around just building community. Right, especially post-COVID. Well, we're not post-COVID yet, but really post-lockdown and all of those things where it really separated people, isolated people. There's a thirst and hunger amongst people to get together, and we want to provide those opportunities.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, this is a time of year when a lot of folks, when they come in on InFocus, we kind of ask them about what's the past year been like and looking ahead to the new year, because it's kind of a time to reflect a little bit. Obviously you have some positive outlook going into the new year, I would imagine.
I would say that coming in March, I feel more confident in my position now and understanding the issues that we're facing and gearing up to address not just what we can within our own platform of our six properties, but also expanding to hopefully meet the housing crisis needs that arise in the future through our BHS program, which we talked about last month, and that's the Bridge to Housing Stability. $2.6 million coming into the Housing Authority as a way to shore up and prepare for a housing crisis if one does kick off in the next year or so. And just the overall, I think, trend for our MHA is up and up. Like we are trying to grow, expand, and serve the community in a way that maybe we're being stretched very far, but we're also plugging in and adding new staff. When I came on in March, we had 9 staff. Now we have 15, 16. We're able to do more things, meet more needs, and this is 2022 is going to be a crucial opportunity for us to follow through on those commitments. We've made plans. We want to follow through and show the community and show our residents that we mean business. We want to provide housing. We want to get things up to modern standards. And the staff coming on board are energized and excited. So it's been a great year. It's a lot of building, a lot of planning, I guess, and relationship building, but we're ready to take action in 2022.
Very good. You shared me this neat little infographic, and I understand you had a chance to talk with some leaders at K-State.
One of the most incredible things about coming into this position in this time is that housing is the top issue for so many people in our community, especially, and students. So the Staley School of Leadership Studies has classes every semester, and these leadership students adopt a project. I was invited to come speak with Habitat for Humanity and some other, and Be Able and other organizations, and talk about housing. And some of those students were naturally wanting to help with a project, and they've created an infographic that highlights the difference between rent and income. And I just want to thank them for all of their efforts and their help. It's the collaborations we have in the community are pretty amazing.
Yeah, certainly is. And it's been really interesting to learn more about the Manhattan Housing Authority. I really like having these segments, and we're looking forward to continuing this into the new year. Patrick, thanks for being here. Alyssa, same to you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And Aaron, always good to see you as
well.
Yeah,
thank you, Brandon.
All right, that's going to wrap up our program here for this morning. Coming up tomorrow, Bob Koppel will join us here from Ascension Via Christi Hospital, their regular segment. We're also going to get an update from Jamie Morris Hardiman from Thrive Flint Hills, talk about some events they've got going on.